Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Press conference, impact of dirty energy on communities in Africa, leave the oil in the ocean in Togo. Energy production nowadays comes together with the destruction of livelihoods and human rights violations, and its aim is to get profits for corporations and not for the people's welfare. Community resistance is vital for us. It is the pillar, the building block for a radical shift away of the current energy system, said on Tuesday the chair of Friends of the Earth International, Karin Nansen. As a federation, we believe in the urgent need of a radical change of the current energy system and the need to reclaim people's and communities' control over it, added Nansen in a press conference held in the town of Abeposo, to the east of the capital city of Togo, Lome. The conference, titled Impact of Dirty Energy on Communities in Africa, Leave the Oil in the Ocean in Togo, was the opening session of the General Assembly of Friends of the Earth Africa, hosted this year by Friends of the Earth Togo. The community of Debi Kope, near Abeposo, was a special guest of the activity carried out by Friends of the Earth Togo. They have been experiencing oil exploration works in the area where they live and in the sea, with the involvement of Italian oil giant Eni. There might be extraction works too, which is still to be decided. The community is also facing coastal erosion because of the sea level rising, which affects its livelihood. Since a few days ago, Eni and its subsidiary in Nigeria, the Nigerian Najib Oil Company, are facing a historic lawsuit in Italy filed by the Nigerian Ikebiri community from the Bayelsa state for environmental crimes at the lands. Friends of the Earth Nigeria and Friends of the Earth Europe are supporting the Ikebiri community in the case.
I would like to thank very much to Voice Congo, to the community, the leaders, the traditional leaders of the community, Nikompe, and the members of the community who are present here, and also to Friends of the Earth Africa for coming up in their general meeting. For I, Friends of the Earth International is the largest grassroots-based federation standing for justice, social justice, environmental justice, economic justice, and gender justice. And we also stand for people's sovereignty, and we oppose corporate power and impunity. As a federation, we believe in the urgent need to radically change our current energy system and to reclaim people's and communities' control over it. The fundamental question of how energy is produced, for what and for whom, requires active participation from the population, but also requires to enshrine the rights of the community. The current energy system is failing us. It's failing us because it doesn't guarantee the right to energy, but it also is failing us because it leads to the destruction of people's livelihoods, and it also leads to the climate crisis. These mega dams, oil and carbon exploitation, carbon, nuclear power, the quest for ever increasing energy production is not meant to meet people's needs, but it's meant to allow for corporate profits. Energy production nowadays comes together with the destruction of livelihoods, but also with human rights violations. And we are seeing that in terms of the art all over the world. That is the reality communities in the different continents are facing daily. And this is also very clear here in Africa, but it's also very evident also in my continent, Latin America. In that sense, community resistance is vital for us, because community resistance is the pillar, is the building block for a radical shift away from dirty energy and away from corporate control of our energy system. The fact that communities are willing to resist is where our hope lies, because we can only build a new energy system that is fair, equitable, that allows for people's livelihoods to remain there, that system will only be possible if we have communities, which is in the current energy system. So we stand in solidarity with you here in Togo, in solidarity with the communities who are resisting this expression of corporate power, of colonialism, and are so committed to fight for a just transition. We believe in the need to design a transition, because it's true that many times the argument behind this kind of project is the need, the country's need for foreign currency. And also many times the argument is that it's about jobs. And of course we defend jobs for the workers, and we defend our country's right to make a living, but we also defend at the same time the right communities to say no to those activities that are going to destroy their environment and their capacity to live, their capacity to keep their territory, their capacity to keep their culture. So as friends of the Earth, we are also committing to this just transition, and we will be working and continue to work with other social movements around the world and with all the communities we are working with to make sure that the just transition takes place and that we finally address the climate crisis in a fair and just way, taking into account historical responsibilities, but also the need for our countries in the South to walk to another path. We don't want to reproduce the path to so-called development that is being imposed upon us. We want to choose our own path to make sure that we have the choices available, that we are free to decide about our future. So once again, thank you very much for having us here, for sharing your experience and your struggles. In my country, there's also the threat of offshore oil exploitation in the future. So we will stand in solidarity with you and make sure that we together build the movement that is needed to change radically this energy system that is destroying our environment, our communities.
And it really threatens us, our lives. Thank you very much.
Regarding this, Friends of the Earth International's Climate Justice and Energy Program Coordinator, Dipti Bhatnagar, said that she came from Mozambique, where less than 20% of the people have access to energy, and this is an injustice. A radical change in the production of energy is urgently needed, because the main cause of climate change is burning fossil fuels, said Bhatnagar. We need a different path, we need a different development model, she added. Bhatnagar also stood in solidarity with the community of Devikope.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you to Togo for hosting us. And thank you to the community of Bagida for having us in your home. And thank you for everyone who is present here today from the community, including the chief. As the chief said, it's sometimes hard for the community to fight the government directly, but that's why we want to step in as allies. Friends of the Earth Togo, supported by Friends of the Earth Africa and Friends of the Earth International, the whole world will be behind you in your struggle. I really want to say that you are not alone. There are so many communities across the world who are fighting against dirty energy exploitation because they know what it will do to their homes, to their villages, and it will finish their livelihoods. And because of that, they are fighting against it. You will be together with people across the world having a similar fight, whether it's Ecuador or Nigeria, Ghana, right next door here, Cameroon. We have some similar fights in Mozambique and Tanzania. Many, many places across the world are saying no to dirty energy. So one of the reasons why we are doing this is to fight to stop the climate crisis, because we are really facing a crisis of planetary proportions. So we talk about the carbon budget. There is a certain amount of carbon dioxide that we can emit before it becomes too dangerous for people to live on the planet. But the rich countries, as Karin mentioned, historical responsibility, what does it mean? The rich countries
have already used up most of the space of the carbon budget. But I am here to tell you that when we go to the UN negotiations, we fight for our countries. We fight for our countries of Africa, Latin America, and Asia. We fight against the rich countries who want to run away from their responsibility. And I am here to tell you that we will continue to do that. But there is another problem. The main cause of climate change is burning fossil fuels. And even though I will go to the UN negotiations and fight that the rich countries have to meet their responsibility, I know that our countries also cannot go down the path of dirty energy. That's why, as Karin mentioned, we need a different path. We need a different development model. We need energy for our people, no doubt about that. I come from Mozambique, where less than 20% of people have access to electricity. This is an injustice, and we need to get energy for people. But how are we going to get it? We need to demand a different energy system, one that takes care of our people, that takes care of communities, the fisher folk, the fish, the workers, and actually manages to get energy for people that need it, not just for corporations. This is why we do not only work on fighting dirty energy, we also work on our energy future. What is our vision for getting energy for our people in a clean way? And these two things have to go hand in hand. So I come back to what I started with, that we want to support you in your struggle against this dirty energy. And how can we help? We have a network of people across the planet. So the company that you are fighting can be in the headquarters in Italy or in UK or in USA. We have people there in those countries. Your government might be trying to get money from a bank in the UK or in Germany. We have people there. We can use these connections to work internationally for the protection of people and the planet. So I really hope that we can work together, and we really want to give our support to the community so that we can stop the dirty energy and instead push for renewable energy solutions for communities which are also owned by the communities, because that is very important. Considering the ownership issues, considering what is the energy used for, is really, really important. Thank you very much, and thank you also to the translator.
Finally, the facilitator of Friends of the Earth Africa, David Kuriba, also member of NAPE, Friends of the Earth Uganda, informed in the press conference about the work the region is doing against extractive activities and the campaigns to stop the violations of communities' rights.
Thank you, communities who are here, who have not been with from morning, and thank you, fellow participants. It is always very sad to hear that extraction is happening in a community that has been stable for quite some time. So when I see you and look back in Nigeria where I visited, in Uganda where communities have been displaced, I feel sorry for you as fellow human. But as Friends of the Earth Uganda, we are new Friends of the Earth Africa. We have been campaigning against such kind of activities that violate the rights of communities. They find communities in their harmony, and then they start integrating them. We have been working on climate issues, campaigning against dirty energy and exploration. If you're talking about oil mining, it has far implications on people, on soil, on farming, on livestock, on all those. So if it happens that mining starts, definitely most of the activities that we have been carrying out, we have a very big problem. And if exploration is going to happen in your communities, especially at the coastal area, the coastal erosion will be too much. And it is most likely to occur. So we want to bring this message to the attention of the media, because that's the essence of this press conference. We want them to know. We want the population in Togo to know, and beyond, to know the kind of implications that this is going to cause. We are working as Friends of the Earth Africa to protect against this effect of climate change and dirty energy, and we strongly believe in clean energy as opposed to dirty energy. We are riding behind you, Chief. I heard you talking about that the fear of the communities, yes, they cannot, but the communities have the power. I can tell you, if communities resisted, mining or exploration will not happen. We rally all our support behind you. Let's know where you actually need our support. We can write our letter together, petition letter together, and we can work with friends of their Togo to ensure that this does not happen to affect our community. Thank you very much.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.